Joining us on the show today is Shahzad Kazi. He's the Managing Director at China Beigebook, also a member of the National Committee of U.S.-China Relations.
We've seen the decline of the Chinese labor force as when the latest census came out, of how the labor market has shrunk so much over the last decade. And that is going to be, as you correctly pointed out, the reality for China, as it is for many other developing countries. The real battleground for Chinese policymakers is, can they make their people, can they make their country a rich country, a high income country before they become an old country, before the labor force, because if the labor force weakens before the economy graduates to a level where they are part of the of high end technology manufacturing, a consumption driven economy, people are spending money, that will be much better for China than getting stuck in this so-called middle-income trap and aging at the same time.
To listen to this full interview, in addition to gaining access to all of our premium content airing during the week, go to financialsense.com and hit the subscribe button.